When I was reading this week's Parsha, I recalled something which my Uncle Jackie once said to me. But first, a little bit about Jackie, and then a little bit about the Parsha, and then I'll tell you what he said. My Uncle Jackie was a wonderful, wonderful son, husband, father, Jew. His mother called him Yankel. He talked a little bit like Jackie Mason, or maybe even he spoke a lot like Jackie Mason. I said he was funny. Anyway, towards the end of his life, I was visiting America, and I made a point of going to see him. But first, let's come back to the Parsha. In this Parsha, we have a tochacha, rebuke, where Moshe speaks, or perhaps even God speaks through the mouth of Moshe, and tells us all kinds of things which we should be quite frightened about. Before all of these warnings or curses come, there's a couple of blessings. One of the blessings is, Baruch atah bivoecha, you should be blessed when you come in, uvaruch atah bitzeitecha, and you should be blessed when you leave. The Talmud tells us various opinions about what it means to be blessed when you come in. One of the opinions is, Rav tells us, that when you walk into your house, talking about a person who's married and perhaps has been traveling, hasn't seen his wife in a while, Jewish law has certain sensibilities and sensitivities in terms of what we can call family purity laws, and there are times that a husband and wife can't be together intimately, and there are times that they can. And then there are times where it's not exactly clear, because it's someplace in the middle and it's not 100% clear, and sometimes a rabbi would be consulted. So what Rav says, you should be blessed when you come into your house, that there should be complete clarity. It shouldn't be a situation of confusion. Now, that's interesting. What Rav understands is something, I think, very profound in terms of the psyche of even the religious individual. Something which is perfectly allowed, so that's easy, that's clear. Something which is completely not allowed is also completely clear. It's not allowed. It's not kosher. I can't. But what if something maybe is kosher? What if I look at the ingredients and there's nothing there that doesn't look like it's okay? There's a question mark. So when we make a commitment to listen to the Word of God, which is actually the introduction which we find in this section, we make a commitment to listen to the Word of God. So when that happens, we're not going to do something which is wrong. But what if something may not be 100% right, or maybe it's okay? That's when we're able to justify what we do. Which means it's easier for us to stay away from things which are 100% wrong than something which is maybe wrong. It's also much more difficult to repent, to tshuva, to return to God, say you're sorry, when something was maybe wrong. Because what do? We justify ourselves. We right away, we come and say, well, it really must have been okay. And once you justify it, then you can do it. But once you justify it, you don't have to say you're sorry. Once you justify it, you don't have to do tshuva. Which means it's far more difficult to do tshuva, return to God, and say you're sorry when something was maybe not okay. Because we already justified it. In our minds, it was already okay. We already gave it a stamp of approval of being 100% kosher. And this blessing that when you walk into your house, everything should be clear, not someplace in the middle. You should have clarity. Which means actually part of the curse that comes afterwards is confusion and lack of clarity. When you follow the Word of God, one of the things we pray for is that we should have clarity. So let me go back to my Uncle Jack. Came to visit him, and he wasn't feeling that well, and he was very gracious. At the end of the visit, he looked and he said words which were not so different from the words of our parsha, which is what I thought about it. He said, thanks for coming, and thanks for going. Gei gesund und stark. And may you go with health and be strong. I thought of those words as I read the parsha. May all of us come and go with health and with strength. Gei gesund und stark. Stark.